This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Logan Lomasny, Peabody High School basketball player, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. So, Logan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, congratulations on the award, Student Athlete Award. Let's get to the athletic piece first and basketball. That's one of your three sports you play at Peabody High School. And take us back to the very beginnings. How long ago did you start playing basketball?
Yeah, so I play basketball for Peabody High. I mean, I've been playing basketball for as long as I can remember. I played the youth Peabody Youth League. I think I've been playing since I was maybe like 4 or 5. Just my entire life, I've always been playing basketball. So it's kind of just a habit to me now.
No, absolutely. And as far as the team is concerned, I know you guys have won most of your games so far this year. But what do you like about this team, or how is it different from last year's Peabody team, would you say?
Both of our teams, like last year and this year's team, are very talented. But this year, I just feel like there's more of like a drive. Like, we all want to be there. We want to win. And like, it's really working well with us. And we're very, very fast paced this year. So we're more guard oriented at where last year we were more forward oriented. So that allows me to go out to the wing and play more of a guard position, which I prefer that. So this year, I think that's helped us a lot, being more guard oriented and just really pushing the pace.
But you probably, you would be the tallest player on the team, wouldn't you, for the most part?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the tallest player.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, although you do play out of the wing, like you say, you also can take it to the basket, for sure.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I think you like the best, probably, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Now, let me ask you about the soccer, too. So, in the fall, it's soccer for you. So, tell me more about that. I'm guessing it's kind of the same thing, started very young.
Yeah, soccer. I've played all three sports almost my entire life, just been surrounded by it. And it's just always been really good. I mean, I love playing all three, but soccer's more been an in-shape sport for me. It's never been like a serious. Softball and basketball have always been like just my main sports, and then soccer I play to keep in shape.
No, I agree. I've always thought that soccer players were really probably the best athletes overall when you think of the cardio aspect and the strength piece as well. Soccer,
yeah, definitely soccer. You run like no other sport in that.
Absolutely. And and then softball. Tell me more about that. Obviously, you guys have had a lot of success at softball as well at PA.
Yeah, softball, we've just been great. That's always been like, it's just been the most fun for me every single year, just because we're really, really good. And it's just so much fun to win. Like, to play at that high of a level with like your best friends, it's just like, it's a really, really good feeling. And it's just, it's awesome to be a part of. Like, I'm very, very lucky to be a part of the softball program at Peabody High School.
I want to ask you a couple of academic questions, since it is an academic and athletic award. So when it comes to academics, I don't want to ask the question your strengths, but what would your favorites be, and where do you think you are the best when it comes to academics?
I mean, I'm definitely more of a history, like English person oriented. I'm decent at math, but I don't think that's anybody's favorite, but it's definitely not my favorite. So I try to stay away from the math, but English and history, and I like the forensic stuff. I take a lot of those classes at Peabody High. That's what I plan to major in. I want to be a criminal justice major. So I'd say that's probably my strong suit, is probably the sciences and English.
You know, when you talked to Kyle Guyette, you did mention that, criminal justice piece. Tell me more about that. What do you see yourself doing?
So I want to major in criminal justice and minor in psychology. My plan is eventually to enlist in the behavioral analysis unit, which is basically just like analyzing criminals after they're arrested, just trying to figure out why they are the way they are. It's always been something I've always liked, the criminal shows when I was younger. My grandfather was a detective and he did undercover work and stuff, so it's always been a part of my family. I've always really, really liked it, but it's always something I've been interested in.
Yeah, there's more money maybe in preventing these crimes, or probably not. Probably that's not the way it works.
Yeah.
And now the other piece here is that when you go to college, you're looking to maybe play basketball and softball at the college level. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, my original plan was just to play basketball, but then, like, as it was coming closer and closer, like, to my senior year, I just realized, like, I didn't want to give up softball yet. I wasn't ready for that, and I just love both of them so much. And I guess it's more of just, like, I'm being selfish, I guess. I don't want to give up either.
Well, you know, as people read the article from Kyle that he wrote, they know that you're killing it in the classroom. Three sports, three seasons, and yet you work as well. So I've got to ask you the time management question because it really applies to you. You got to study. You got all these practices. Do you have an approach to time management for yourself?
I think it's more of like I like being go, go, go. I really like – I don't like sitting around feeling like I'm doing nothing. I always like to be productive because I'm – feel like I'm always on a path of self-improvement, and if I'm doing nothing, I feel like I'm not improving. So like it's just the way I am. I think it was the way my parents raised me more, is like you always have to be doing something.
Perfect. All right. Let me narrow it down to maybe my last question. You also do some volunteer work in the summer, work with the camp. So tell me about some of that work that you do in the summer, or if you call it work. I guess it is work. It's definitely work.
Yeah, but yeah. I consider it more fun for us. During the summer, we run like the youth clinics for basketball and softball and soccer, and it's good to be more in like the coaching aspect of it rather than playing, because you get to like teach these little girls the same things you've been learning, and hopefully it's just really good to see. And then eventually they come up, and we've been doing it for so long that some of the freshmen are some of the girls that were at the camps 4 years ago. So it's really cool to see that and see how much they've improved over the years.
All right. Logan, anything else you want to share with us on any of the three sports or the academic piece at Peabody?
Nothing, just go Tanners.
There you go. All right, well, Logan, much success for the rest of the basketball season, and hopefully we'll catch a few softball games in the springtime.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yep, congratulations. Logan Lomasny with us, Peabody High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.